You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 24 show. I'm dedicated to my listeners, providing you with the tools needed to make informed decisions on all matters regarding your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast to talk with the guests that I have in studio. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Vivian Peterson with Windermere Real Estate Shoreline. Before purchasing a home, is it feng shui? We're going to talk about feng shui, what that is, and how to recognize a home that meets those requirements. Vivian, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Very excited for our conversation today.
Thanks for inviting me again.
And a little bit about Vivian. Prior to joining the world of real estate, Vivian was a successful entrepreneur and restaurant owner. She has become an expert in providing clients with what they want and need in their next new home. She enjoys spending time with her daughter, exploring the outdoors, boating on the Puget Sound, and has a passion for cooking. As a Seattle native, Vivian has extensive knowledge of the different cities and neighborhoods across the region. She serves King and Snohomish County, specializing in homes buying and selling, first-time home buyers, relocation, and luxury homes. So talking about feng shui, what that means, and how to recognize if your home is feng shui. First, what is feng shui?
Well, Tina, this is a simple question that can be quite difficult to answer. But basically, it's an ancient art and science that developed in China over 3,000 years ago. And it teaches us how to balance the energies in any given space, whether that's your home, office, or your garden. Feng means wind, and shui means water. And in the Chinese culture, wind and water are associated with good health. And so feng shui came to mean good fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And good fortune comes in many ways, such as better health, successful career, fulfilling love life, and it provides detailed tips for almost any area of your life.
That sounds beautiful. And just being in a great space to help everything in your life is important. And I totally believe in feng shui, don't have a big knowledge on it. So that's why I was excited about our conversation. But I know you talk about five important things to look to ensure that your home does have good feng shui. What are those?
Number one, location, neighborhood, and placement. Two, a strong front door. Three, a front door, back door, and all the doors in the house. They've got to function properly, and they don't squeak, and they need to be nice. And also avoid a home with a direct door alignment. Four, the main entrance and entryway, and five, the room positioning, like where the kitchen is, the bedrooms, mm-hmm. bathrooms, like the entire floor plan.
So let's talk about the front door. What is so important about the front door?
Well, the front door is very important feng shui, no matter if we are speaking of the front door of your home or the front door of your business. It has to have an unobstructed flow of energy, and that when you open the front door, all the good energy, you want all the good energy to come into your home, mm-hmm. right? And opportunities. And so around your front door, it should be kept clean and fresh. A meandering path with beautiful plants or even a water feature will bring in good fortune to the occupants of the home.
Now, I've heard with feng shui in your office that it's not good for you to be sitting with your back towards the door. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that would make sense that it would be blocking the good energy to come in, maybe.
Right. But there's always a cure. If there's no other way that you can move your desk.
Okay.
You could put a little mirror off to the side so
okay.
that you could look behind you.
Got it.
So feng shui also offers little cures when you're unable to really change something around.
Uh-huh. And especially in this market when there's only so much inventory out there, when you find a house, it'd be nice to be able to make it feng shui when it's the only option that's available. So I'm assuming that you you believe in feng shui, and you is everything set up for you that way as well?
I try my best.
Uh-huh.
Personally, I have feng shui'd out my office and my home, and it's not like my life is perfect or anything, but when I come home, I feel relaxed and peaceful, and I have a nice environment.
Well, I know that you're a relaxed and peaceful person, and you have a successful business and successful life, so it sounds like it's working for you, Vivian. So how do you apply it when your clients, whether you're selling their home or that they're purchasing, how are you applying your expertise in this area? Do you talk about it with all your clients or only clients that you find that are interested in feng shui?
Well, it depends. Some people are strictly black and white focused on getting a home and they're not into, you know, the design or, you know, or they want to just flip it or change it around or invest in it. So with those people, and it depends on how spiritual a person is or how open-minded they are. You know, you got to feel them out. But for most of my clients, they do want a home that has good feng shui. It has a nice floor plan. You know, so the very first thing I do with them is I look at the front door and the main entrance, all the doors and windows, the bedroom location and design, the kitchen design and placement, the staircase design and placement, bathrooms, laundry rooms, closets, storage. And I think it's really important to hire a realtor that understands feng shui principles, because sometimes there are easy solutions and they don't need a lot of money to fix. And also to recognize certain homes that are really not good feng shui, such as split level homes.
Well, I think with all the, you know, the certain cultures that have a lot more that are into feng shui, it's important as far as resale as well, because we have so many and diversity of people that are coming in and buying homes. I know back in 2004 when I purchased my home, Vivian, we actually had an Asian gal that knocked on my door and was willing to pay us almost anything, not anything, but more than what the home was worth. And we had just bought it because she said it had such good feng shui. And I thought, that's crazy. But anyways, lighting, is lighting important when it comes to feng shui?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. To make sure that you have good light. I would imagine light would have a lot to do with the energy.
Yeah. Also where you place the placement of your lighting as well.
Okay.
Some corners, some areas might need brighter light. Light is fire. So make sure that that's the element of that corner.
Okay.
In feng shui, there's a tool that they use. It's called the Bagua, and that has the 9 elements of your life.
Okay.
And that is, and so you put it over your floor plan. As you enter, that's your career. Off to the right is your helpful people, like your clients and your traveling.
Mm-hmm.
As you go up to the right in the middle, that is your creativity, your children. Off to the right at the very end, that's your love life.
Okay.
And then when you're looking at the house and then when you're entering and in the middle of the house, that's your health. Off to the end is your fame and fortune. To the left is your prosperity. Then it's your family. And then it's your knowledge.
So if I'm hearing that correctly, fame and fortune, you'd probably want your office space around there. Your love life, that's where you'd want your master bedroom, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, in the office, I know is certain places that you're supposed to put, and probably just what you were saying there as well, where you're going to put your awards versus where you're going to hang up. You hang your awards versus putting up your hanging your family photos.
Well, I think a nice placement for an office would be on your helpful people, off to the right. So as you enter your home off to the right, I think that's the best place for an office.
Yes. Okay. So do you have any enhancements that it's had for your clients and their lives?
Yes, actually. One of my clients, their marriage improved when I found them a home that did not have the love life cut off.
Okay.
And they had a more intimate bedroom setting. And another one of my clients has gotten a promotion, better health, fertility, with another one, they were able to conceive.
Yeah.
And just a more balanced lifestyle.
Huh, that's great. So what about staging? When you're listing a home for a seller, do you bring feng shui into the staging to help the home be more appealing and maybe get more offers? Well, I guess we don't have a challenge with offers, but getting more higher price for those homes.
Oh, absolutely. Your home will sell for a lot more money when you apply feng shui.
So, Vivian, we understand that a lot of homes in Seattle may not be built with the feng shui principles and the layouts. You talked about split-level homes. And again, it would take out the market of possibly of those people that are really, feng shui is a big part of their lives. So what other easy solutions is there a solution for a split home? If you've got a split home, is there a way to help make that more feng shui?
Well, they say if you place a crystal or a crystal chandelier between the door and the stairway, that can hold the energy there and disperse it.
Okay.
The whole thing about split levels is that it goes up and down the stairs and it goes out the door. So whatever you, and there isn't like a main entryway.
Okay.
It's kind of, it goes really quick.
It's split. It's splitting up that dynamic.
Mm-hmm. You want to be able to walk into your front door and have an entryway and place some pretty flowers or something that invites you in, and then look at your living room or look at something really pretty.
Okay.
So, there's different cures that you can do. A lot of homes in Seattle that I go walk through don't have good feng shui, but you can tear down a wall, you can move them around, you can fix it. You can do little things that are really, really important. But the most important thing to do is to look at your front main door.
All right. So if we're talking about condos and apartments, a little bit different than, you know, having a grand entry with your home with, you know, a staircase that's welcoming. So how is it different with condos or apartments?
You want to place the bagua over your layout. So it's really easy. And then you want to put you want to design it accordingly to that. And pretty much it's common sense, like where you should put a plant or, you know, what area, what to do for the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I think bedrooms should be comfortable, romantic. There should always be a set of two drawers there, even if you're single, just keeping it really intimate.
Okay.
So you should look outside of the area of the condo unit and make sure that it's kept up, it's clean, it has some beautiful, it's inviting, it has beautiful plants. So, very easy to do with both apartment and condo. And I kind of think it's common sense. I mean, if you walk into a home and you don't feel good, like there's something negative there, then that's your first clue that something's not right.
Got it. Or if you're not feeling that inviting energy, because I know if we've all walked into places where it just doesn't feel inviting, it feels closed in and makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, Vivian, thank you so much for talking a little bit about feng shui. And where would my listeners get more resources? I'd imagine online there's plenty of resources, but do you ever hire a feng shui expert to come in and help you if you really want to dial in deep with that?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of feng shui experts and lots of information online.
Yeah.
Yeah, and good books.
Perfect. Vivian, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Look forward to having you back again.
Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome. Coming up next to the Money Hour, credit understanding and credit repair with Scott Schaff with SW Group right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.